All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing a local podcast. Good morning. February the 12th, 2025. Beautiful day here on the east side. I hope it's great wherever you were at. Woke up this morning to quite a bit of snow. Actually started snowing yesterday. And yeah, we got snow. Heavy snow. Wet snow. Not like the snow we got the last time. In fact, we were probably just a few degrees from just being rain, but it did snow quite a bit. So we got up this morning, had to take care of some chores, which was one, getting rid of the snow. And this storm, I got lucky. I actually brought over the snow blower and had it stashed over in my neighbor's garage. And so got that thing up and running and, you know, plowed our driveway, plowed her driveway, plowed a few neighbors' driveways. Did all of my good deeds for the day, and now my back feels like I got kicked by a horse. So, whatever. It is what it is. But, yeah, that's what's going on here. Snow off today. It is Wednesday, so I didn't miss any work. Did actually end up going over to the salon. Took my son to get a haircut. My son is a trip, man. He is 13. I guess he's going to be 14. And he's in that time, right? He reminds me a lot of myself, right? He doesn't want his hair cut. His mom's like, he needs a haircut. So I took him in there. We compromised, right? And so he got him fixed up. He is happier. Went out to lunch with him but not a lot of talking. And I always tell my wife, I think this is God's way of letting us go of our teenagers, because my God, they are tough to handle. He's a good boy, but my God, no conversation, no chatter. He's been actually sick for a week and a half. I think he had the flu, so he's back with us, and it's good to see him. I totally understand. You know, I think some parents get really frustrated, you know, demand a conversation. I remember when I was his age, I really spent all my time in my room, didn't really talk a lot to my parents. And when I think back, I sat in my room listening to music, right? Talking on the phone or whatever we did, but it wasn't in there hating my parents. It's just, you know, the natural separation. If teenagers didn't go through this, we would probably let them stay with us forever. So, but he's a good boy. It's fun to hang out with him. I do enjoy him. So yeah, just thought I would come upstairs, and didn't have a lot going on today. I've just been sitting on the couch with a heating pad on my back. I did something, man. My back has, I do have history with back issues. And honestly, my back's been doing quite well. So I'm surprised I tweaked it. But I thought maybe I'll come upstairs and see if I can do a podcast. I did go to the meeting on Monday. Today is Wednesday, so I went to the meeting on Monday. And I think I shared about it in the last podcast I did, excuse me. And it was supposed to be on the 10th step, and went to the meeting and sat down, and, you know, we're all hanging out. And then, you know, of course, the meeting starts, and Tony announces that it's going to be on the 11th step. And I'm like, in my head, right, I'm thinking, all right, we're supposed to be doing the 10th step. Tony has been out for the last 3 weeks because he had some surgery on a body part, and so he's been away. I guess he sort of has it in the calendar, but I think at some point in the last couple months, we went back to the first step because we had a newcomer, and so maybe just didn't know, but I just let it roll. Sort of had been thinking a lot about the 10th step and how it's been working in my life, and so when he decided it was on the 11th step, I was like, you know, it's not a big deal, but I'm like, okay, first of all, he's wrong, right? My brain's like, he's wrong. But I didn't say, I ended up sharing afterwards and said, I think we're supposed to do the 10th step, and it wasn't really a big deal, but the 11th step is what we did. A friend of mine came in and shared and did a nice job, and I loved his story. You know, I'm always amazed. You know, I've done this for a while, and I've heard many testimonials, right, on the 11th step and meditation and conscious contact with God and all this stuff, and, you know, he was talking about, and I think, I'm just going to guess, I feel like a lot of us sort of had the same story early on when it came to God and a higher power and meditation. And I'm always interested to hear people's sort of, you know, their beginning thoughts on how they sort of tackled it, right? And he shared that he had I guess it was a counselor, and she sort of helped him, you know, focus and go down the elevator and open the doors and start working on this wall. And he said he pushed through the wall and finally got to the other side and found an infant sitting there. And he was like, you know, what are you doing here? And the infant said, well, nobody ever learned how to raise me. I was, you know, it is interesting. I have never, you know, I've always just sort of felt in this journey of getting into recovery, I've just, you know, I've always just had the idea that I'm just self-centered, right? I've just been a self-centered person and really unaware of it. And I think with effort and recognizing it, I can change my ways, right? Some people, man, they go on different paths, right? He went down the elevator and found this wall, right? And broke through the wall and found an infant version of himself. And somehow the infant told him that nobody had ever raised him and he was still a child. And I, you know, I think, that, hey, to each his own. I think that's great, man. Part of me is like, you know, okay. Part of me is like, geez, I wish I could have this sort of experience. I've never been able to go on a journey into meditation. I hear about it. Meditation's been a conversation for many, 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 many years. And there are people that go on these amazing journeys. And, you know, I have talked about, you know, if I lay in bed at night and close my eyes and I say, dear Lord, my shoulders aren't big enough and I'm turning this over to you. I've had these experiences where I can see this sort of veil of fear, right? That sort of, you know, I obviously my eyes are closed and it is dark, but it sort of lifts, right? And I can start to see and envision, right? You know, blue sky, right? I've said I can envision the sun so bright where I have to turn away. I can kind of imagine, but I find that as imagination more than a real spiritual journey, depths deep into the elevator. You know, but I do, you know, self, you know, the self fear, you know, it does play a role in my life, right? There is something that takes place that doesn't allow me to experience certain things. And, you know, if I work on it and focus on it, I can sort of lay in bed and close my eyes and fly, right? I've been in moments where I've been able to concentrate and imagine hard enough where I'm flying above the ground, right? And I can see. But, you know, the darkness creeps in, right, on the sides, and eventually I just sort of lose it. And, you know, I think that stuff is all very, very cool. But it didn't really, you know, there wasn't this, you know, when, and I shared this in the meeting. I treat this step more about preserving peace, love, and free of fear. You know, this place that I've sort of ended up in while working these steps and the time I've spent, you know, learning, you know, and he talked about, you know, no one knew how to raise this infant, this version of him. And I definitely get that, you know. There is no manual to being, for me, a man, right? Women, whatever it is, right? But there is no real manual. At least I haven't found it. Maybe there is, maybe the Bible, I don't know. But for me, I just sort of felt like I was out there on my own, obviously, you know, watching my father. And I think my father and mother were great examples of how to be adults. But, you know, still not understanding, right? And honestly, it takes pretty special event, right, for us to get to this place where we become willing. You know, I've been to church. I've listened intently, right? I've listened to every word, never quite understanding it. And it wasn't until, you know, I had the moment, you know, where I had to decide if I wanted to continue living the life I was living or try to focus and go in a different direction, which is sobriety and then ultimately serenity. And, you know, through these steps, I have learned, right? I have learned the basics, the 12 basic steps to being a decent human being, I think. And the 11th step, you know, let me read it. Oh, I don't have my book. Uh-oh. Continue to take personal... Nope. Haven't had the spiritual awakening as a... Nope. What is it? Shit. Oh, God. My buddy came over the other day, and we sat and read in my office. So let me just write 11th step. AA. God. What is the 11th step? All right, sought. Here we go. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And, you know, sought through prayer and meditation. So, you know, what I've learned, at least for me on the other side of this whole thing, is that I have gotten to this place of peace, love, free of fear, which is, you know, ideally, right, you know, like not commenting on social media, right, being a good person, you know, trying to recognize when self's playing a role. And if I can do all these things well, you know, I live in this place that's pretty peaceful. You know, I'm not looking over my shoulder. I'm not concerned about phone calls or texts. I'm not concerned about upsetting clients. I'm not concerned about losing clients, right? I have in the past voiced my opinion on certain subjects to clients that I did lose. I learned that the hard way, right? I'm trying not to do that today, even though it's very tough, very tough. But, you know, I'm learning all these things so that in the end, a byproduct of this is just good living, right? A good living, God is a byproduct of good living. And so what I've said is, and many times that I've just named it, just peace, love, free of fear, and it's just this existence, and it comes and goes, right? It comes and goes. I mean, I can be living a perfectly good life, and my wife can and tell me that I'm going to be calling you because we're going to get dinner, and you need to order it. And I'm like, well, why do I have to order it? Why don't you order it? Is that a big deal? No, but it can create, right, like animosity, what, you know, judgment. Why is it that you can't do it and I have to do it? You know, but it just, you know, it comes in all sorts of different things. And I can say, you know, why do I have to order it? And then we're off to the races. Or I can say, yeah, just call me. I'll take care of it. And we're still there, right? We're back into peace, love, and free of fear. And today I guard that, right? And when situations come up like that, right, and that's just a small example, you know, I have intuition, right? I have a feeling, right? I have a quick moment where I say, is this worth it, right? Do I need to go down this path at this very moment? Or can I just stay humble and just follow directions and do what I'm asked without making a comment? And, You know, and that to me is God speaking to me, right? There's no, I've said before, there's no real communication. It's just all intuition and feelings and you know, fear and humility and all these weird things. But, you know, I have these choices today. You know, and then, but I, you know, for me, meditation to, like, you know, for instance, when I go for a walk, you know, I'll sit or I'll walk and I'll sort of just think about the day. You know, what am I going to do today? You know, like, for instance, you know, I'm off today. I'm working tomorrow. I was looking at my schedule. I'm looking at each client. I'm thinking about each personality, right? I'm thinking about each thing that I have to do with this client, and I'm preparing, right? And I look at each one. I say, okay, this person is like, okay, easy going, right? First of all, politically, am I going to have any issues, right? I definitely have some clients that are very strong opinionated about certain things. Do not talk about these things, right? Just do yourself a favor and don't even go into it. You know, so I'm looking at the day, I'm preparing, I'm thinking about it, I'm focusing on each situation. For what, right? Because I don't want to get into a position where I am not peace, love, and free of fear, right? I don't want to end a relation or a client leaving wondering, I wonder if she'll be back, right? Or I wonder if he'll be back. Right. So I spend this time, my meditation, there's no journey, there is no elevator, right? It's just, you know, and I shared the example when we lived in Albuquerque and we were moving to California. My dad, you know, my parents drove in one car and my brother and I drove in another car. My brother actually, whatever, we weren't in the same car. And he says, as you come into California or come into Southern California, you have to drive through a big mountain range, and it's pretty steep. And my dad's like, we have to stop and, you know, meet, right? We didn't have cell phones back then. You know, we're going to meet here, right? And we're going to pull over, and we're going to make sure we add oil to the engine. Right? We're going to check the radiator, right? We're going to kick the tires because this is going to be a tough time, right? This mountain is tough, and if we don't prepare our car correctly, you know, because he's like, you know, we're going to be on an incline and that means all the oil is going to roll back to the back of the engine. And, you know, if we don't have the right amount of oil, it could burn the engine up. And I'm like, oh, whatever, Dad. Right. So what do? We stopped, we checked the oil, we topped it off, we checked everything in the car and prepared because we didn't want to be in a place that we were afraid. Right. And, you know, taking these extra measures, it created freed us of worry, and we made it through the mountains. That's how I sort of treat this step, right? This is how I sort of treat this step. You know, I sort of focus on each situation, and I get prepared for the day. And I wonder, or I try to recognize where I could fuck up, because I definitely do. I'm not perfect. But I try to look at things like, hey, you know, this is going to be one of these situations. I have a client, like, she absolutely is completely left. And that's fine. I don't care, whatever. But we've learned, you know, for early on when she was a new client, you know, we had conversations and she expressed how she feels. And I thought how much I thought she was wrong in my head, right? And we've had conversation, and she is actually a pretty cool lady because we can have conversations, and we should always have conversations, but, right, doesn't mean everybody's on board, but her and I can have conversations, and at the end of the appointment, we agree to disagree on certain things, and we have a hug, and she leaves and comes back every 6 weeks, right? But I have to, I'm constantly, whether it's working, you know, if we're having dinner, if, like, on Tuesday nights, you know, I unfortunately have, you know, I will work until 7 o'clock and come home. And then my wife sometimes is like, what are we having for dinner? And I have to be like, cause that will set me off. I'm like, shit, you had all day. You could have made dinner, right? Why am I working all day and coming home and then making dinner? And her and I had to have this conversation. So on Tuesday nights, we have a conversation in the morning. What do you want to do for dinner? Let's take this out. You get this much of it ready, right? Everything except for the cooking. At the fire. And then when I get home, I will cook it. Usually we do burgers or we'll do spaghetti. And, you know, when I get home, I wrap it all up, right? I tie a bow on it. But her and I had to have this conversation because when we didn't, I would come home and then I would get really pissed off, right? I would have resentments. and she'd have resentments. And then wasn't doing us any favors. So we had a conversation, right? We meditated about it, sort of. And so today, you know, on Tuesdays, we know we discuss things. And so this is just me planning out my life, right? One day at a time. And it helps, right? I'm not constantly going, you know, intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle me, right? Losing clients because I can't keep my mouth shut and can't think ahead of time is a good example. Fighting with my wife because we didn't communicate about dinner is another good example, right? I have got to, it's one thing, you know, intuitively know how to handle situations that used to baffle me to be baffled, right? It's not a problem to be baffled, but trying to figure out how to not be baffled again, right? Because, you know, I don't want to continue to get pissed off at my wife on a Tuesday night and then eventually what? The grass seems greener one day, right? You know, don't they see how important I am? Right? And next thing you know, I'm living alone, right? And so I don't want that, right? I don't want to get to this place because unfortunately my foundation and my statue, right, is what it is, but these are the little things that start to chip away at it, right? And next thing you know, it's crumbling, and I'm sitting there scratching my head once again. What happened? And so to me, this 11th step for me is like that. I'm not going down the elevator. I'm not dealing with the infant version of me. I'm living in the day. And all that does not, I'm not disrespecting what my buddy was saying, because I love this guy. He's fucking hilarious. He's got 32 years. Him and I have been sober together a long time. I always, you know, and that's, you know, he is a funny guy. And I know he's going to try to be funny. And so that's, I guess, it's a character defect, but I'm already trying to figure out how he's going to be funny and then be like, it's not that funny. And he always does stuff and says things that end up making me laugh because he's just a funny dude. And the story was great. And because at the end, I'm like, oh, God, here we go, down this elevator right now. He's beating on a wall. Oh, infant self, right? And then he's like, I never learned how to raise myself or whatever it was that he said. And I was like, oh, my God, I get that, right? Because nobody, you know, like I said, we look at our parents as an example, but, you know, we come to a point in our life, especially like my son and I right now, at our teens where, you know, probably a lot of good stuff to be learned right now, but this sort of, you know, I'm a teenager, you're an old man, you know, it kind of separates us and it doesn't allow some of that communication. I'm grateful today that I can be an example, right? I'm always, you know, I got up this morning, I plowed my neighbor's driveway, plowed our driveway, and then plowed two more driveways while he slept, right? But I hope one day he looks back and say, you know, my dad used to, you know, plow people's driveways, you know, and not for money, right? Just because it's our community. But I hope one day he'll, you know, because that was something my dad would do, right? My dad was always about helping everybody else, you know, always being a hand, right? And he never sat down and said, listen, Tommy, you know, one day you're going to have to help everybody. You know, we don't do that. We lead by example. And so hopefully in this time of our slightly separation, because, you know, I think about raising Sam and, you know, as a single dad, because I was single at the time. And, you know, it was me and him, right? He came first. And I think about, man, all the meetings I dragged him to. I remember he was first born, taking him to meetings in the car carrier, taking him and Teresa. You remember iPads showing up. They used to color, right? I remember taking him to meetings and they colored, and then iPads showed up, and then they would take their iPads and set them up in another room. And, you know, we were tight. You know, they loved me. And unfortunately, they're growing up, and they need to move on with their life and take on the world and, you know, this natural sort of separation that's sort of happening. My daughter is, you know, very lovey-dovey, but I can feel, you know, she's getting, she's getting that toed. And I'm like, there's God. He's helping us. Because I often say to my wife, I don't think Teresa's ever going to leave, right? She may live with us forever. But I do, I'm starting to feel it, right? You know, maybe you two aren't the greatest thing. Maybe there is a world out there somewhere. And, you know, whatever, who knows, but yeah, that's to me what this step is about. You know, if, however it works in your life, you know, I just know that I want to keep protecting this, you know, this life, this good life living, right? This love, peace, love, and free of fear. I really, you know, I want to protect it. And if I have to have a meeting with myself and some quiet time and focus on the day and prepare myself for certain situations, you know, I need to do that, because in the end, I just want to continue to live like that. I don't want to live like, you know, I have in the past week, which has sort of been all fucked up just due to my making a stupid comment on Facebook. 9 out of 10 people, most people that probably listen to this podcast would be like, who cares? It's a fucking comment. I agree, right? I couldn't take that position. Like, who cares if I upset anybody? Hey, all of you, why don't you all go fuck yourselves, right? But, right, I just feel like then that starts a snowball rolling. And what is that? Next thing you know, I'm just, you know, brutal and telling people all sorts of stuff. And I just don't want to get into that. And so I'm trying to stay centered on the beam. And I think that is that's important. So, yeah, so we did step 11. Will we go back to step 10? I do not think so. You know, but I've shared enough about, you know, continue to take personal inventory. And when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. You know, I think the key for that step is, you know, and not do it again, right? Don't continue to do things, ask for forgiveness, and then continue to do them over and over in recovery, right? That's shit we do when we're out there. Once we're at this point in our lives, you know, and this is coming from a guy who has done this, right? I call them the shortcomings. These are the dumb little things that I continue to do. And now I'm sort of at a point where I get, you know, I'll sort of beat myself up for even the initial thought, right? Fuck that guy. Now, Tom, don't say that. We don't want to be that. Well, I don't even like that I went there in the initial thought. And so now I'm trying to be aware of that. Not very good at it. I don't know what I'm trying to achieve, right? I'm not, you know, I'm as good as I'm going to get. So we'll just keep working on it. So unfortunately, we'll probably be going to the 12th step next week, and that's a big step. Maybe I might go to a different meeting on that week. I hate reading that freaking step. All right, let me see. Maybe we can do... Let me read the daily reflection. What's the time? I am... Oh, good. We're doing it right, correctly. It's like a regular scheduled program here. Daily reflections. Dun, dun, dun. Except, oh, another thing I got, I don't know if I mentioned this, my bank account card got hacked. I was paying for freaking Comcast for like 4 months for somebody. I don't know how that happened. Figured that out, obviously, when I'm doing all this tax stuff and going through all my accounts and stuff and looking at everything, trying to separate what, you know, expenditures are for the shop and what are just for me. But, I had to get a new card. And so I had a thing come up from Amazon saying there was a purchase that was not being able to go through because the card wasn't updated. So I looked at it, and it was for my new, I think it's Plain Spoken AA book. It's been out of stock, and I ordered it a while ago. And so I updated the payment, and so I've paid for it. So hopefully I'll be getting that. I may try to go through some of that in this podcast. I don't know. I don't have any feedback, so I don't know what anybody thinks of that. I really like that book. And so I may start going through some of it and talking about it and, you know, see what people think. All right. Daily reflections, the root of our troubles. February 12th. Selfishness. Self-centered. That we think is the root of our troubles. Selfishness and self-centeredness, that we think is the root of our troubles. Yes, I do think that is the root of my troubles. Alcoholics Anonymous, page 62. How amazing the revelation that the world and everyone in it can get along just fine with or without me. What a relief to know that people, places, and things will be perfectly okay without my control and direction. And how worldlessly wonderful to come to believe that a power greater than me exists separate and apart from myself. I believe that the feelings of separation I experience between me and God will one day vanish. In the meantime, faith must serve as the pathway to the center of my life. Yeah. And I think that's sort of what I'm talking about. You know, I believe that the feeling of separation I experience between me and God will one day vanish. Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I think that was my point. How freaking great do I want to be, right? How good can I be? How good is it possible that I can be? I really, and I think that's what this 11 steps about is, preparing, being aware, shining light, looking at it, making sure that nothing comes along that's going to keep, right, this feeling of separation between me and God. And that's exactly what happens, because anything other than peace, love, and free of fear is self. It's a selfish, self-centered behavior that kicks me out of that relationship and doesn't allow me to hold the hand of God. And, at this point, I get moments of it. Maybe over time, we get better at it. I don't know. But, I think that's exactly, what this is just trying not to keep that separation between us. So anyway, hey, thanks for letting me share. I hope everyone has a great day, and I will catch you later. Bye-bye.